week's episode of Motivational Moments with Maria. I'm your host, loving and crazy Coach Maria. Oh, my friends, it feels great to do this podcast. Every week is my intent to bring you some inspiration, some ideas and thoughts on personal growth and personal development, because I want you to create more fun, more joy, and productivity in all areas of your life. And as I listen to so many of you burning the candles at both ends, I want you to stop. Ooh, that was loud. I want you to stop. Stop for a minute or a couple of minutes. Stop and give yourself some grace for all that you do. Some of you are just being too damn serious. Now, have you ever really listened to my tagline? I sign every email off like that, and every podcast, I'm going to say the same thing. Stay focused, stay positive, and always have fun. Always have fun. And this week, I want to focus on how to use play to get healthier. And yes, I did say play. Playtime. Is life going to throw wrenches at us? Yes. Is life going to throw rocks at us? Yes, of course. But here is what I know. The more playtime that you give yourself, the happier you are. The happier you are, the more work you're willing to tackle on, the more projects you're willing to do at home. You enjoy your family more. So playtime. Playtime is so critical. Now, you're probably thinking, I am loony. Well, I am. That's why I call myself Crazy Coach Maria. But reality and studies have shown that energizing play helps the body stay strong, lean, and fit. Yes, yes, yes. Now let's take a look at all of the amusement parks across the country. Well, for that matter, across the globe. Are they meant for just children? Oh, no. I mean, they are truly targeted toward your inner child and for you to have some fun. So what are you doing to increase the fun in your life, and why is it so important? Because participating in events, hobbies, or conversations that you enjoy have mental as well as physical health benefits. And I know we can't be joyful 24/7, but when the opportunity presents itself, go for it. Laugh a little more, smile a little more, engage in game nights. Engage in some fun activities with the family, friends, and peers. That's what makes life worth living. Now, let me give you some proven reasons to create more fun in your life. Having more fun, number one, it boosts your serotonin levels, and serotonin is associated with improved sleep patterns, and who doesn't need better sleep? When your serotonin levels are higher, you have a more positive and relaxed outlook on life. Number two reason, having more fun reduces and relieves stress. And we all know that a little bit of stress is okay, but too much and you may go off the deep end and get grumpy around your loved ones. You ever see that happen? Yes. And when you get grumpy around your loved ones, it's not a good place to be. Number three reason, having more fun helps eliminate depression. Now, it may take some time and a concerted effort, but you will notice the difference. Do more things you enjoy, even if it is something as simple as reading a chapter in a book or watching a comedy show. I mean, wouldn't that be great? Those are fun, especially before you go to bed. Number four reason, having more fun generates more energy, not only for yourself, but with others around you. When you are with others laughing and having fun, your energy and theirs increases. Now, let me give you an example. Dancing is one of the best ways to put a smile on your face and put a smile on others' faces. Now, have you ever been to a wedding or a party and you notice the amount of energy just seeping out of everyone on the dance floor? Now, don't be shy. Get out there, move your groove, and have fun. And don't ever worry about acting silly. Life is way too short for such silly things. Get out, and you've always seen some of those people that are out there on the dance floor. Man, They have no rhythm, but you know they're having fun. Now listen, we are a connected tribe of people that need each other. We depend on each other. And we are hardwired to be social beings. The more isolated you are, the less fun you have. And don't tell me that sitting in front of a computer playing nonstop video games is more fun than interacting with others and sharing stories. Now, I know some of you are hermits, but truthfully, you need to get out and be with more people. And I'm always looking at ways to increase our productivity, and I talk about it a lot. And what's cool is that fun increases your productivity. Isn't that amazing? That's a double bonus. That's a double bonus, my friends. That is if you want to increase your productivity. And most people say they do. Now, I work hard, just like you. And sometimes I burn the candle at both ends. But I also play hard. I have to find time in my day to have a little fun. When I don't, I feel unsatisfied. Like I said, it could be something as simple as a 2-minute dance, between meetings, singing my favorite song, or reading a good chapter or two in a book. Maybe just calling up one of my besties and sharing a joke or two. That's one of my favorite things to do. I said, do you know what just happened? And we start laughing. Now, all these social interactions are necessary for our well-being. I was at a wedding this couple weeks ago, and let me just say that the fun was abundant. Everyone was laughing and spreading joy. And when you have fun, you just light up as an individual. So my friends, I'm going to ask you, what could you do to have some more fun in your life? I mean, it doesn't have to be crazy, but we need more fun. We need more joy. We need to live with more joy. We need to be curious. We need to just go out and be more cheerful. I'm telling you, it will change your whole demeanor. It'll change the energy in your body. So it's time for you to go have some more fun this week. Okay, not long message, right? It's just go have some fun. This is your life, my friends. This is your life. This week, what I'd really love you to do is share what you are doing to create more fun in your life. Go to my Facebook, Coaching with Maria, comment and tell me, hey, this is what I do for fun this week. As I ask every week, who do you know that needs to hear this message? And I would love it if you would share this podcast with two or three of your friends that need a boost of laughter, fun, and craziness, and someone cheering them on every day. And I'm always grateful, and I am always inspired by the comments you leave, the ideas you leave, and I am forever, ever grateful to you. You, my friends, make my life fun. So, as always, stay focused, stay positive, and definitely, without a doubt, have more fun. And no matter what you choose to be, do, or have, do it with love.